Hello, lovelies. Welcome to episode 102 of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I am sitting here with my daughter, Phoenix. Say hi.
Hello.
They can't see you.
I know that. Why do you think it could see me through a microphone?
Oh, because you're being all silly. Okay. She's doing the sloppy swish right now. So Phoenix is here with me today, like many of you may be with your children. We are on winter break, and we are hanging out, and we are talking, and enjoying each other's company. And I was thinking, because the holidays are all about family,
yeah,
it might be fun to interview my Phoenix and get a glimpse into what her world is like being all tied up with mine. So, yeah. Phoenix, it is the holidays, and many people listening right now are getting ready to celebrate Christmas. Now, we do celebrate Christmas. We do it a little differently than some people.
Yeah.
Can you share that with the listeners?
We do Bodhi Day. Or...
Yeah, Bodhi Day. Yeah. What does that mean?
The way of the Buddha.
Yes, the way of the Buddha. And we put a Buddha under our Christmas tree. Why do we do that?
To honor Buddha sitting under the Buddha tree?
The Bodhi tree. But what's special about that?
He was the great teacher.
He was. Just like Jesus, right? Both great teachers.
And, well.
Why is it important to you? I know that when we were able to discuss and combine Christmas with the Bodhi Day celebration, it really seemed to sing with your heart. Why is that?
Well, I thought that it might be a good change for the holidays, or, yeah.
Okay, well, we've always been quite Buddhist. What is Buddhism, or what does Bodhi Day add to Christmas that makes it feel like it resonates more with our spiritual life?
Well, it shows. Wait, what was the question again?
What does adding Bodhi Day to Christmas do for us that helps it resonate more with who you are as a spiritual person, your own beliefs?
Well, don't really believe in the Bible.
Okay.
I think of God as spirit, and like it's not just some guy in the sky pointing at people.
Right. So can you explain that energy, that spirit? What does it do for us?
It helps us.
It does help us. It is that divine cause and effect, right? The energy that we put out, and it creates and it brings things back to us. And because of that, in our family, we talk about grit a lot.
Yeah.
Can you tell my listeners, can you tell them what grit is, what that means to you?
Well, grit is never giving up, trying the same thing over and over if you fail. So never give up. That's my lesson today.
Never give up. Can you give us an example of what grit might look like?
So when someone is really struggling at something they really want to do, and they just give up. Mm-hmm. Never fear. Grit is here.
Okay.
Grit makes them try harder to succeed.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You have been using "I have grit" a lot as an affirmation lately. Why is that? Is you have a goal that you're working on yourself?
I don't know. I think it's a goal for the future.
Fair. Yeah. I mean, grit is important. It's how we get to anything and everything. Speaking of that, we are about to enter into a new decade, a new year, 2020. Do you have any personal goals for this year?
Well, I have a bully. I really want to be friends with my bully. I don't know why she's my bully, but she is. And ever since the first day she came to school, I've wanted to be her friend. And she would sit near me and my other friends, my best friends, and then she would be all nice and stuff. And then when they're not here, she would be mean to me.
Is she mean or just not nice?
Mean.
Mean. Can you give us an example of what she does that's mean?
She calls me names, and she doesn't really respect me. She doesn't respect my own
now,
things.
Now, those sound like two character traits that would make her not somebody to be friends with. What makes you want to be friends with her despite that behavior?
Sometimes I'm afraid that no one will like me. I just want to make friends wherever I go, so I'll never be lonely in the future.
Well, you do make friends wherever you go. But I can tell you right now, the loneliest people are the ones who have a lot of people, but they're all assholes. They're all name callers and bullies. So you can be surrounded by people and still be very, very lonely. Or you can have people that you really love and trust, and you can feel safe and included.
Yeah, I really want her to be my friend, because what if one day I have no friends and we run into each other, and then we're friends,
okay.
And we're still friends.
Well, do you think that's going to happen? Do you think you are ever going to have no friends? Do you really believe that?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
That's one of my fears.
Well, I am a big fan of the what ifs, right? We answer the what ifs.
Yeah.
So what if you had no friends? What would you do to fix it?
I would make more.
Yeah, you would. And you're good at it. You are talented at making more friends. Where could you go or what could you do to have new friends in a blink of an eye?
Well, I would be very nice. I would help them if they needed help, or like I would support them each step they take.
That's so nice.
Even if it's something that seems like a bad idea, I will still support them.
I don't think that's what a good friend does.
Not if it's drugs or jumping off the roof or hurting themselves or other people.
Okay. But maybe their personal goals.
Yeah.
I believe that. You're a good cheerleader. You're my best cheerleader.
You got it, Mom.
Okay, so Phoenix, you obviously know how to make more friends. Is it worth pulling somebody close to you that treats you badly when you know you could always go make another friend that would be kind?
I know, but I don't really want to bully. So I want to be friends with this girl.
Okay.
Instead of her being a bully to me. Okay. I don't want a bully at this grade.
No, I don't want you to have a bully ever. But I'm not sure that making friends is the only way to get rid of a bully.
I know.
Have you ever asked your other friends, your best friends, have you asked them to help you?
Well, actually, she's also said bad things about my other friends, too.
Oh, she has?
Yeah.
Well, then it sounds like none of you need to be friends with this person. Now, I know it's important to you to be friends, and I know no matter how many times I say don't, you may not listen to that. And I know a lot of my listeners have this same issue. So here's what I want to tell you, all of you, you and your friends, Phoenix, you out there and your friends, if there's somebody that is behaving this way, you have to ask yourself, what is she feeling? What do you think might be going inside of her heart and her mind that she feels like she has to protect herself by being mean?
I don't know. She's mostly mean to me, my friends.
So if you really want to be her friend, maybe you need to try to be really honest with her and say, listen, I would love to be your friend, but you're mean. Can you stop? Do you think you could ask her that?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you will. Will you do that when you get back to school? And then will you come back and tell me and my listeners how it went?
I'll try.
Okay, that's great, Phoenix, because all we can do is try. And chances are when somebody is treating everybody badly, it's usually because they have something sad inside of them. I bet she is more afraid of not having friends than you are. You think that's possible?
I don't know. She has a lot of friends.
You think so?
No, she does. She hangs out with all these groups of people.
But you just said she was always mean to you and your friends.
I know. She has other friends. Still, she has like 10 or 20. Well, a lot in the other class, especially Jocelyn.
Okay. So, is she friends with nice people?
Yeah. Okay. Surprisingly.
All right. Well, let's try. How about you give yourself a goal? You say, I'm going to try one more time. I'm going to be very honest. And then if that doesn't work, I'll let go. I'll trust the universe.
Okay.
Do you think you could do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's important sometimes that we say, you know what? If I stopped today, I would regret it. But if I give it one more real try and really speak my mind and I'm still rejected, then it's for sure time to let go. You can do that?
Yeah.
I think you can too. Okay, so recently you came, last minute you decided to join me and come to my seminar. A lot of my listeners probably have never been to one, although thank you, universe, they've all been sold out. Can you tell everybody what it's like to be at one of my seminars?
Well, at her seminar.
Yes.
Well, I was really proud of her because she made all those people smile and helped them when they had questions. And
girl,
I think I want to be like her when I grow up.
You do?
Yes.
What would it look like if you were like me?
I would be a baker, and I would be helping people. I would be writing good messages on the cakes that I made or something like that.
I love that.
Something like that. Something.
I love that. You bring up something really important. You don't have to have my exact job, right, to help people.
Yeah.
And to help make the world a better place, do you?
No, I don't.
Right? I don't know if you've heard me talk about this, but there's something called the 100th monkey. You heard of the 100th monkey?
What?
It's the tipping point, right? So there was researchers. They were studying these monkeys that live on islands, little pockets of islands, and they're totally isolated, right? Surrounded by water. They can't communicate from island to island.
Ah.
And so the scientists started dumping sweet potatoes on the beach.
Oh, right. They would take the potatoes and one of them would wash them in the water, and then the rest did that too.
Right. They were salty. They were delicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they started teaching the other monkeys. And when 100 monkeys on one island started doing it, all of a sudden, on the sister island, the monkeys started dipping their sweet potatoes in the salt water too. When enough people change the way they think, it flips the world over, right? And so when there's not just people like me, when there are hairdressers like Miss Annie and people like Miss Connie and bakers like the future Miss Phoenix out there making
spiritual
this world,
bakers.
Yes, adding to the spiritual density of the people of the world, it flips over. It becomes like the 100th monkey.
Yeah, it becomes spiritual world.
Yes. Yes, and we are there. We're getting there. Phoenix, you can buy crystals wrapped in plastic at Target. Used to be you had to go to special stores to buy crystals. Right?
Like, yeah.
It's catching on. Right? I'm 45. I still kind of roll my eyes when I see the crystals wrapped in plastic. But I'm so excited, even if people don't understand, that they are starting to get these spiritual elements into their life. So one more question.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't give you any hints on this one, so I want you to think. If you want to be like mommy, now is your chance to tell the people listening, what's the one thing that you think that Phoenix Hall can teach them that would help make their lives better and the world better?
Be the kindest that you can. Enjoy people. Or enjoy the life you have. And never back down when you're reaching for something. like, if you reach for something and you can't grab it, always try again. Like, grab a ladder.
I love it.
The ladder of life.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. I love you. Thank you for being here.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for participating today.
Yay.
I'm excited to get to spend the next 2 weeks with you.
Me too.
All right. You want to tell everybody goodbye and namaste?
Namaste, universe.
Namaste, lovelies. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday and a happy, happy new year.
New Year's!